It was at the end of the summer of 2017 that Wit and Grace magazine was born. I was burnt out, overwhelmed, and tired. But like any hashtag girl boss worth her salt, I persevered because that's what we're told to do. Put on some gangster rap and handle it. Or in my case, my favorite Stephanie Gretzinger song, and I handled it like the boss I was, or at least the one I claimed to be. My name is Yolan Morris, and I'm the founder and editor-in-chief of Wit and Grace magazine, a faith-based magazine for women. I launched Wit and Grace on September 8th, 2017, in a packed room of friends and supporters in New York City. Together with my team of 5 women, we were going to empower women to claim their rightful places in God's kingdom, even if it killed us. Which it almost did. At least I felt that way when I was in the upstairs room having a panic attack. At the time, I thought it was merely a spiritual attack, and I asked my friends to surround me in prayer. And in a way, it was. I was being attacked physically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally due to exhaustion, fatigue, and fear of failure. Just a few weeks before the launch, an anonymous poster had viciously attacked me and my credibility as a leader on social media. I was anxious and fearful, a deadly combination for any leader. It's taken me the last 3 years to learn to give myself the grace that I so willingly give to others. The process of learning to care for myself has been a lengthy one, but it's so worthwhile. I've had to learn to care deeply about my physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual growth enough to pause, reflect, and surrender my will in service to God's will for my life. In this, the first season of the Care Deeply podcast, we explore what it means to care deeply for ourselves and others. We explore everything from self-care, community care, financial, maternal, relational, and more. We are talking to the women who are leading the charge and caring for this generation in deeply meaningful ways. Join us. Let's care deeply together.